Yeah. What the hell?
Hello, Vulcan Waterproofing Stone Flooring.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're
yeah.
back. Where did I lose you? All of a sudden, the phone went dead. I was talking, you know.
Yeah, you know, I could hear you, but I don't think you could hear me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. So where did you hear me through?
Okay, so, you know, got a couple new ventures going, the stone flooring, and then basically we're, you know, the question was, you know, what do we have?
Right, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there were, you know, the piece of mail that you got, it's a pre-approved offer, and, you know, we got the two different programs, mainly equipment financing, which is the 5 years secured, and then working capital loans, which is the up to 3 years unsecured cash. Sounds like if you're looking for some capital, you know, for the new ventures that you're looking for, we'd be looking at the working capital. Do you know, like, what exactly were you looking for as far as capital goes?
Well, I mean, this thing that I got pre-approved for, it's $250,000. Is that a secured or unsecured loan?
So, on the capital side, it's unsecured.
Okay.
If you're looking for equipment, that would be the secured aspect. You know, we give
okay.
you know, that we use the equipment as collateral. Now, for the cash, the working capital is unsecured cash. The $250,000.
Okay, so the secured loan is not really working capital. What it is that it's just if I ever need to buy like stuff like trucks or
exactly.
or you know the tools we need to use for this new venture we're going into. So it's not actually working capital then, correct?
Exactly. And the $250,000 that you have there, if you're looking at you know. Cash and equipment, if you know a new venture, you might have needs for both of them. The equipment wouldn't come out of that $250,000 available to you.
Okay.
We actually don't have a cap on, you know, how much we can finance for the equipment side of things on the secured side.
Okay.
Now,
all right. And how does it, I see you have monthly, weekly, daily. How does it, how, what's the rate, interest rate on it, and what would be the payback, you know, that sort of thing?
Sure. So, you know, a whole lot of different programs inside of there. It kind of depends on, you know, what specifically you're looking for. The rates are going to vary depending on what the term is. We range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years on the term.
Well, so 3 months, of course, I probably would not want to have something that short a period of time.
Sure.
Let's say if I did the longest one, 3 years, how does that work exactly?
Okay, well, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, give like a broad answer just because there are so many different things. Let me ask you a couple questions just to see where you would fit in on this. What did you do for gross annual sales last year?
Okay, that's always a very difficult question. The answer of our business is predicated on weather, part of our business, the waterproofing. But when you say last year, are you talking about from 2015? I always think of it within, you know, like tax years. I have,
sure.
you know, I try to figure out my income. So I guess for the most recent year where I renewed my insurance, that's always a hard thing. Do the math.
You know,
right, I'll do it. Hold on. I gotta actually do it and figure it out because I don't have this at my fingertips.
Okay.
Do I have my phone here? My phone is downstairs. Do you want to hold on and I'll get my phone and I'll add this up? Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I can get this for you. Just hold on.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be back, okay?
I'll be here.
Okay, how you doing? Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm going to have to figure this out on my own here. So we have three separate offices. So I'll say last year for New York, when I say, when you say sales, that's in-ground jobs. We did was $2,640,000.
Okay.
So for New Jersey, it was $1,400,000. And then for Philadelphia, it was probably $800,000. That's conservative. So
okay.
$1,400,000 plus $2.6 million. It's about $4,800,000 in sales between both waterproofing and stone. And that's in a slow year, by the way.
Okay.
We've had like 2012, 13 was a really good year, and it was probably closer to probably $556 million.
Oh, nice. All right. Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of how much capital you would need? Was the 250 right there, or what were you looking at?
Well, I would. It all depends on where my monthly obligations on paying this off are, of course, you know, because
sure.
I don't want to have to overextend myself, and that's why I was asking about, like, I talked with somebody at another place who's willing to offer capital, and they have, like, a revolving line of credit, and you can actually roll it over, you know, like, if I borrow after like 9 or 10 months, if I'm paying it back, then
yeah.
And they see I'm regularly paying it back, they'll roll it over again. Do you guys do the same thing?
Absolutely, yeah. We call it it's a renewable source. So
okay.
Typically, we do. Usually when you get to about the midway point on the term, we open you up to more cash, extend the term, reset the the terms that you're working with.
Midway point. So let's say if I did it for 2 years, it would be after a year. Midway point, as long paying up monthly, then you would roll it over, renew it.
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Now, so sorry, I'm still trying to get, you know, an idea of what, you know, what the funds are for, what you're looking
at. It's for really expanding our business into the rubber surfacing area field, and also expanding, doing some more promoting for our waterproofing. We're starting to do basement finishing now, and that involves buying special material and some vehicles and stuff like that. Just, you know, basically working capital to use in those.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. You know, the reason I ask is because, you know, different uses of it are going to result in different terms. If you're buying inventory or something and turning it over quicker, you're going to want a shorter term than, you know, just, you know, like a marketing campaign, something like that, that
right.
takes a while. To be honest with you, I would
say probably 70% of the money is working capital and 30% is for equipment and for and tools and vehicles and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, so a lot of times it makes sense, you know, on the business side of it to kind of split those up. And as opposed to taking a whole lump sum of working capital to cover what you're looking for the equipment, you can split it up and do, like I said, take the equipment, and it doesn't eat out of the amount that you're able to get of working capital. And if you finance the equipment, that would be on the secured side of things, where you can go as far out as 5 years on that, and you know, kind of you'll see lower payments on that than as opposed to taking it all on a working capital side. Now, by nature,
so then I could say I want to do a secured amount for like $50,000 and use it for whatever equipment I need to buy, and then have a certain amount for working capital?
Well, if you have an idea of what equipment you're looking at and how much it costs, we can approve you for that amount for the equipment. Now, when you
I kind of know what it is. I'm probably between the two vehicles we have to buy and the cement mixer and the forklift, I would probably say around $30,000.
Oh, okay. $30,000, and then did you have an idea on the cost of materials and all the expansion plans for the capital? How much capital it would take outside of the equipment?
Yeah, the amount. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to do something like $150,000, including for the the $30,000 for the secure. So I guess about $120,000 in working capital.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That, you know, based on, you know, the numbers that I'm looking at here, it's definitely within the realm of possibility. And
right.
It seems
that $120,000 would be unsecured then.
Correct. And the reason that I would suggest separating the two is because by nature of it being unsecured, it costs a little more.
Right.
On the equipment side of things, you know, that's going to be a traditional financing plan. 2 to 5 years, we usually start mid-single digits on that. Depending on what the equipment is, it can vary up or down.
Right.
Now, on the capital side, it's because it is unsecured and you're going to be on a shorter term, you pay a little more for the money than what you do on a secured side of things.
All right.
So I would definitely recommend splitting the two up as opposed to taking a whole lump sum of working capital and paying a higher interest on the whole thing.
All right.
You don't necessarily
and for
have
the
to do
for
that.
The working capital, what sort of like what how long a period of time and what are the terms, you know, the interest rate on it?
Yeah, so 120 now would you be looking for would you prefer the longest term possible?
Well, I guess it depends on the interest. Also, I mean, this is just a number. I might even say I maybe want to do, 150 working capital. Is that possible?
That's absolutely doable. It's absolutely doable. And, you know, what we can do is, it's a pretty short and simple process to see what you qualify for. From there, we can give you actual terms and rates, give you a few options to choose from as far as terms for term length. And
then how do you find out how I qualify for? I presume you're checking my business. This is not like a personal credit checkup or anything because this is for my business that I'm getting, right?
Correct. Well, it's primarily based on the sales of the business. So we just take a look at the past 6 months of the business bank accounts, and then the most current, the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
We do take a look at personal credit, but the program is primarily based on your sales. So, I mean, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit is good.
Okay.
I've been, you know, I think it's healthy to be upfront and you know, candid about things. I use my business has been a little slower than I've wanted to be, my waterproofing end of the business the last year. So I've been using some of my credit cards more so than I would like. So I have a rather high revolving balance on my credit cards, but I'm going to actually clean that up quite a bit because I have a home equity line of credit that I'm increasing, that I'm approving, so I'm actually going to pay that off my home equity line of credit.
Oh, I see.
My credit score also, I had my accountant's like almost a personal friend. He's been my company and my personal accountant. He's been a company accountant for 40 years since my dad, you know, dad passed away 5-6 years ago. But so he's my personal accountant, company accountant for 40, 45 years, personal accountant for 30 years. I had something that I owed New York State for like $568, and he let it slip through the cracks.
Oh.
And he just fucked up, and I got a warrant. Actually, I got a judgment against me. And what happened is, my credit score was around 715, 720. But because of that and my high revolving credit card, but I also think it had more to do with this judgment, my credit score went down to like 695 or 700. Okay. So it's not absolutely fantastic. It's not terrible either. I guess that's an okay credit score, right?
No, that's a little above the national average.
All right.
Yeah, so and that's perfectly fine for the program that we're looking at.
Okay,
here.
All right, okay. So I need 6 months of business tax returns, and what else would you need him to give you?
So it's 6 months of the business bank statements and then the most recent business tax return.
Okay, 6 months bank statements.
And then there's a one-page application. That's the entirety of the, you know, documents that we need for the working capital.
Okay.
Now, because I think it would be best to split it up and do the equipment separately, there'll be a separate application for the equipment. With that, okay. I would just need, if you have quotes on the equipment, that makes it very easy. If not, I just need a general estimate on how much it would cost and what the specific pieces are.
Okay, all right. Well, that I can do. Now, in the working capital end, what, you know, I mean, I would always like to get the longest terms, but if it's going to affect the interest, of course, that makes a big difference. And how do I pay it back? Because, you know, again, being forthcoming with you, what I would probably do is I would take some of that working capital and put it in to help pay for this, you know, as I get it. You follow what I'm saying?
Wait, run that by me one more time.
In other words, how long is this period of time do I get it, and what's the interest rate? That's the most important thing.
Okay, yeah. So typically we can set it up, like I said, it's 3 months to 3 years, anywhere inside of there. I see most
I definitely don't want 3 months, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, understandable. That's the full range. Most of the time, though, what I see is on first-time borrowers, it typically ends up around 18 months. And then from that, you know, like I said, it's a renewable source. So when you get midway through, you can always, you know, open you up to more cash, extend the term from there. And actually what I've seen happen is, you know, a lot of these business owners, they'll get midway through, go refinance it with us, and actually use that extra capital to pretty much repair their own personal credit. So I mean, that's always an option on the table. But with
let's say if we did it for 18 months for $150,000, how much do I have to pay that back? Is that weekly, monthly? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, it'll depend on what you qualify for. We have daily, weekly, or monthly. Now, it as far as like, you know, rate goes for the cost, it starts at 10
cents on the dollar. Just a ballpark. I know you can't quote me exactly.
Yeah,
I just got to know what
exactly
I'm looking at. So if I want to pursue this, I got to know what I'm looking at cash flow wise, because cash flow is very important to me. That's why I just want to get a kind of an idea.
Yeah, exactly. It starts 10 cents on the dollar, goes as high as 40 cents on the dollar for, you know, people who have credit scores like 500. You being at around 700, you're going to be one of our better programs.
Okay.
I don't want to give you unreasonable expectations. I wouldn't say that 10 cents on the dollar is what you're going to see.
Right, so let's say 15 cents, I guess.
Yeah, it'll probably be, you know, in that general range.
All right.
But what we'll do is we'll look at it's primarily based on the bank statements. So they'll look at, you know, the financials of the business, depending on, you know, the confidence that they see in there. That's going to determine the range. And
right.
Now,
one of the things that's going to have a reflection on this, I'm in the waterproofing business. It's been very dry the last year. And the
sure.
last 6 months, our winter time is normally slower because of two reasons. Because we don't, our stone flooring, you can't do the river rock and epoxy in a river outside because you can't lay the cement and the epoxy outside in the winter. So we do less of that in the winter, and it's been slow. So look at the last 6 months' bank statements. You're going to be looking at the slowest period of time that we've had.
Well, then I'll tell you what. I think it would be better than we can do 12. We can do 12 months and take in the full picture. I work with a lot of landscaping companies that are extremely seasonal.
Yeah, that you couldn't look at during the winter. Forget
exactly.
about them. Right.
Yeah, so when that's the case, we take in 12 months and see the big picture. So I think if you guys do see a seasonal fluctuation, it would be better to look at 12 months to get a more accurate reflection of
all
what
right.
you're able
now,
to
I would, by the way, I would give you the bank statements for two of my businesses because that's where I'm generating my revenue out of. That would be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd
okay.
be fine.
All right. Okay. All right. And then just again, just ballpark, because I got to figure out cash flow. I mean,
yeah.
what would I be looking at paying this back on a monthly basis around? What would I have to
okay.
say to myself, okay, this is what I need to pay this back?
Yeah, give me a second. Let me do, I'm going to pull out my calculator and just try to break
all right,
this
I'm going to put you on hold too. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Hello.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, so just to give you a brief, you know, idea, you know, this is just all ballpark stuff. I can't give you any quote or anything like that.
I understand.
If you're looking at 120 and we do you on...
150.
Instant, oh, you want to do it for the whole 150? Okay.
Yeah, okay, the working capital, right.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, 150. We do you on, the 18-month term. Give me 10 seconds here. I got you.
So this is, again, you can't say for certainty, but there's a likelihood it would be around 15% then, because you said 15.
Yeah, so the number I'm working with, I'm like I said, I don't want to give you any unreasonable expectations.
Right.
So the number I punched in here was just slightly above that. So if you're looking at 150 on 18-month term without the interest, it's going to be about $8,300 that you're paying back. Factor in that interest just above that, it's about $9,700 a month on that 150 at 18 months.
Okay.
And, you know, just a second, sorry. Yeah, okay, cool. I was just double-checking that math. Yeah, so, I mean, ballpark.
And the way that would work, you would deposit that 150 right into my bank account, I guess?
So, yeah, you know, as soon as you're ready for the funds, we deposit the cash into the business account, and you're free to spend it, you know, how you see fit. We don't even follow it. So, you know, it can be put to use in a variety of different ways.
All right, and how quickly do you get something like this approved?
So if what I'll do is I'll send you an email with the application and then a list of what I need. It's the bank statements and a tax return. It's kind of a short list. But then once you get those back to me, I send it over to underwriting. They can typically get an answer on an approval with options as far as terms go for you to choose from in a day or so, so 24 to 48 hours. And then once we have that approval and you see the terms that you like, we send you the documents to, you know, pretty much finish the deal. We can fund it the next day. So we can move pretty quickly.
All right.
Now, did you have an idea of how soon you were looking for the funds?
Well, I probably, I'd be honest with you, the money for the equipment I would need, you know, faster probably. Can you does it all have to be approved together? Could I say, hey, I want to do this stuff for the equipment first and then the working capital later?
Yeah, I could definitely do that. I could definitely do that. Now, for the equipment, let's tackle that for a second here. You know, you said two vehicles. It's two vehicles plus a cement mixer and a forklift, or are the cement mixer and forklift the two vehicles?
It's probably either one or two vehicles, a cement mixer and a forklift, and, you know, I mean, it's probably going to come out just with those, just even with one vehicle and the other two things, almost probably about $24,000. You know?
Okay.
So, but I can get you the information on that. But I was just wondering if I want to do that first, that would be okay. Now, the other thing, question I had, let's just say if I want to do, you know, I got approved for $250,000. This is totally tentative. I may not be approved for that, right? The thing that you sent me in the mail depends on other factors, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, and just to, you know, give you a little insight here, based on the numbers that you showed me on sales, that $250,000 would be on the table if, you know, the bank statements match it.
Right. Okay. So then if I, let's just say, I'm just trying to crunch these numbers. If I did $200,000 instead of $150,000 uh-huh. over 18 months, then what would be the interest? Same interest, I guess, around 15%, correct? Again, around somewhere there.
Yeah, let's see.
With the payments are probably closer to like probably $11,000, right? Is that accurate?
Let me break it down real quick.
I appreciate you doing this, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. All right, 18. Yeah, what I just punched in, it gave me about 12 on that at the 200.
Got it. Okay. Okay, I'm just looking at this this application form here in front of me. This is for, it says business loan application. This is for the unsecured or the secured?
No, I don't see exactly what was mailed to you.
It says here, Commercial Finance Division's fax the fund. You want to email me a new one? I guess I got to fill one out for secured and unsecured, correct?
Yeah, I'll email you two for the working capital and for the equipment. Now,
okay.
Quick question on the equipment. Are you buying... Are those going to be used or are they new?
They are used.
Used, okay. And do you know, like, a specific vendor that you're buying them from? Or
yes.
Still... Oh, okay. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Are they from the same vendor?
What's up?
What was that?
Are they all from the same vendor?
No. The truck okay. is, but not the forklift and the cement mixer.
Okay, not a problem. I just, you know... We can do it either way.
All right. So why don't you send me, I got another call I got to take. Send me the email for the secured and the unsecured, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there. Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, can you run down your email address one more time? I think
yeah,
I have
it's,
a little
it's Matt
up.
Verville. Can you hold okay. a second? Hold on.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, it's Matt Verville.
Okay.
Vulcan Waterproofing at Verizon.net.
Okay, good. I'm glad I asked that because I had it a little off.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Great.
So what I'll do, I'll shoot you the applications with the list of what I need. And,
okay.
You know, as soon as you
great.
Get those back
okay.
into me, we can move forward.
Excellent. Bye.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt.